All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 84. Learning today sponsored by Beth and David Chesser, in memory of Beth's mother, Fegaleah Bas Yaakov, by Martha Reese, in memory of her father, Ben-Sion Yaakov Ben Huna, by Shirley and Stephen Rudolph, in memory of Stephen's mother, Chayaleah Bas Yosef HaKohen, and by Lynn Sugarman and David Wazatsky, Ari and Lisa Sugarman and family, in memory of Lynn's mother, Sarah Rivka Bas Eliezer Melech, Tehenish Masam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim, and it should also be for Rafu Shlema, for Shira Bas Devor Leah. Okay, so we'll do a Purim theme topic today, and that is Mishloach Manos, okay? Do the Mishloach Manos I send, do I need at least two different brachos within the Mishloach Manos? And we'll also ask an additional question, does it need to be two different foods? Can I send two of the exact same foods? So those are two different questions, a lot of twos here, I know. Can they be the same food? Can they be different foods but the same brachos? And there's a split answer to that one. Okay, so let's get to it. Obviously, this year, people might be going out about Mishloach Manos differently, but in terms of safety and COVID issues. But for those who are, you know, giving in the more conventional fashion and making Mishloach Manos, so definitely some relevant stuff over here. All right, so the Shulchan Aruch just says you need two pieces of food. That's all he says. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Tzadi Hei Dalet says, Chayev l'shloch l'chaver shtei manos basar o shel minei ochlim. Two pieces of meat, two portions of food. That's it. Nothing else, nothing about types or brachos or anything like that. All right, before we get to that specific question, just to understand like what a piece of food is, I would even qualify. Does a drink count? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, drinks count. There in Sivkat and Chaf. Says the Mishnah Berurah that a mashke would also work. So you can give two drinks, you can give two foods, you can give a drink and a food, you know, a coffee and a bagel, you know, a Powerade and a soda, whatever. That would all work. There is an opinion, I should say, quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos, the Eishel Avram. Sorry, not the Eishel Avram, the Orchos Chaim. The Orchos Chaim says that drinks would not suffice, but the majority opinion seems to be in line with the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Yashav says drinks are good enough. You shouldn't give water or like plain seltzer. He says that's not really so chashuv, but anything with some sort of flavor, you know, drinks would also count. And I think that's to be relied upon. What about condiments? So that's a machlokas. You know, can I give French fries and ketchup, pretzels and hummus? Is that two foods or is that one food? So here, Rav Yashav strongly implies that that would not count. He even says like, you know, a tea packet or a coffee packet or a hot cocoa packet. He said, that's not a manna. That's not like a portion of food. You know, I think kol shekein, a condiment would not be considered, like nobody eats that in its own right. So that would not suffice. And the advantage of a condiment over like tea packets is that it is technically edible as is, whereas a tea packet and a hot cocoa packet isn't. But from reading it, it seems like, can you ask it, like they're not like so high on the condiments. There are opinions back in the Dirshu, this would be the Eishel Avram, that, you know, even vinegar that one dips their bread into would be good enough. So it's a machlokas. I would avoid relying on that as one of my two foods. Again, you could just give one, if you want to get in the clear, give like one clearly halakhically viable Mishloach Manos to one person, you know, two foods, and then the rest of your Mishloach Manos, you could do whatever shtick, even if it doesn't fully qualify. Okay, but now back to the main question. So what about two the exact same foods, or two foods that are not the exact same, but both the same bracha, mizonos, shahakol? So does that work? Can I get two slices of pizza? That seems like a great Mishloach Manos. Very practical. Maybe not this year with the early Seuda, but in general, that's a good lunch. So would that count? So there are different answers to each of these questions. Can I get the exact same food? Here, the answer seems to be no. I mean, it's a machlokas, but many would avoid doing so. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in a Tafresh Tzadeh Hei Yadalit, he says it's butter, it's obvious to give two the exact same food would be a problem. He's like, what's the difference in, take the pizza, for example, right? So you need to give two foods, not one. So I give somebody two slices of pizza. So he says, why can't you then just give him one slice of pizza, you know, and cut that in half, like in the 16ths for the kids? Like, that wouldn't work. So he says it's too complicated when you're dealing with the same exact food. So he said it's better, or necessary, really, to give two different foods. Many poskim seem to follow this. That being said, like there's a, what does it mean to be a different food? So to have a dark meat and white meat, you know, Shlomo Zalman says that's okay. To have two pieces of chicken prepared differently, they're both white meat, but one's fried and one's grilled, Rav Yashar says that's okay. So we're pretty lenient on what would qualify as two different foods, but we should aim for it to be two different foods. There are those who are makil, but many seem to be machmer to at least have two different foods. That's far there, otherwise just give like, you know, one muffin and cut it in half. Here's two muffins. So it doesn't really work like that. So that's as far as the foods go. As far as the brachos go, this seems to be a myth, if you've heard it, that there's no mentioning. I have not found that they need to be two different brachos. In fact, in the examples I just gave, you know, the light meat and the dark meat, or the fried and the grilled, those are all shahakal. So it really would not matter if all of your mishloach manos are shahakal or mizonos or whatever, as long as you have two different foods. So in summary, I would say, you know, it's got to be two foods, could even be a food and a drink. Just the only thing to avoid would be the exact same food, even though it is a machlokas, but better to avoid, like two slices of pizza. Probably not, should not rely on that, but as long as you're offering two different foods, beyond that, there's no concerns and really no issue if they're all the same bracha. All right, good luck and enjoy the mishloach manos.